Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 106, and it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
What's the single best time management principle? Well, this is easy. The single best time management principle is... do it now. Again, this advice doesn't have to be difficult. It is designed to be simple. But sometimes even simplicity is hard to enact, is hard to actually do. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's easy, but it's definitely simple. Do it now. If you have the ability to do it now, then do it now. Don't keep putting things off. Don't give yourself to tomorrow, because tomorrow there will be more things to do. If you are a success-minded person, if you want more success in your life, if you want to achieve plenty of goals or any goals, guess what? Your life is going to get busier, not quieter, and not easier. So that means if you're striving for success and you're moving forward, tomorrow you're going to have more things to do. The day after, you're going to have even more things to do. The day after that, you get my meaning. So to get used to doing it now. Don't be putting... the more you put off, the more things build up. The more things build up in your life, the more you feel out of control with your life, out of line with your own destiny, and you feel avalanched. It can give you anxiety knowing that there's all these things you're supposed to do and you've put them off so far that it's like analysis paralysis. It stops you in your tracks from moving forward at all. So the more things you can knock off your list today and tomorrow, you still won't be able to keep on track of things, but you'll feel more in control. Now, obviously, there's certain things that you can't do today, so you don't do those. Obviously, there's things that you need to plan more longer term in the future, but I guarantee you the small steps that you could do today to work towards those. But do it now, whether it's this morning, whether it's this afternoon, or whether it's this evening. If you can possibly do it, why put it off? And it goes for the small stuff and it goes for the busier stuff. If you want a quiet life, then you're not striving for success. If you want a successful life, then you're going to have a busy life. And if you want to be more successful, your life is going to be even busier than it is right now. You need to make peace with that. If you're looking for the opposite, if you're looking for the quiet life, if you're looking for the easy life, if you're looking for the handy number, you're probably listening to the wrong podcast. Because to strive for success, and success not just in one area, not just success with money, but success in relationships, success in career, success in home life, success in traveling, success in money, success in what, all of these areas all require lots of work and lots of action and doing stuff now so that it doesn't build up. I know it sounds like simple advice, but it's not easy to do. And it's not easy to do when you're tired and you can give yourself a way out, or you can give yourself the option to procrastinate. You know, you're tired, you could just do it tomorrow. But if you can do it now, that will be better, because you're setting yourself up for failure tomorrow if there's going to be more things added to your list. So you can imagine you have a list of three things to do today and you go, I'll do one of them and I'll leave the other two for tomorrow. Tomorrow you could have three things on your list. So now you've got five. You can see where this is going. Suddenly you've got 10. Suddenly you've got 20. It's not possible to do absolutely everything. Even if you're hitting those three things on your list, I guarantee you there was another three you could have had on your list that you didn't get done. So by not doing it now, you really are going to just, you know, have a massive backlog of things that you could be doing and should be doing that will keep you awake at night thinking, I should have done that, or that's hanging over me. Now, that's the other point I wanted to make about do it now. anything that you ever worry about, me, you, anybody else that we worry about and that we procrastinate on and we push forward and we go, I don't want to deal with that, or I don't want to have to handle that at all. I'm not looking forward to it and I'm dreading it. And you push it on. It ruins your day. It ruins your days. It ruins your weeks. It ruins your months. If you can deal with it or meet it head on, not aggressively, but, you know, assertively, constructively, then you should. Because all of that waste of time in your life worrying about it and pushing it forward and putting your life on hold, when it's in the back of your mind, niggling away, is it worth it? I guarantee you it's not worth it. And the mad thing is, these things that we worry about and that we constantly push to the future that we don't want to deal with are generally not as bad as we imagine that they're going to be. Now, that has happened to me so many times that I try not to waste my day and my hours and my time. You know, if you could be playing with your, if you have kids, you could be playing with your children, and in the back of your mind, you've got this big thing worrying you. So you're not really giving your time properly to your loved ones. You're better off just dealing with it. If it's an awkward phone call, if it's an awkward exchange with somebody, if it's something that you have to do that you don't want to do, you're better off just, if you can possibly do it now, you're better off doing it now. What is the point of pressing pause in your life only to discover, do you know what, it wasn't as bad as I imagined, and it will be like a weight lifted off your shoulder. So if there's one single best time management principle, it is do it now. I told you it's simple, but it's not necessarily easy on a daily basis, especially when you're tired and it's something that you genuinely don't want to do. But if you need to do it, get used to knocking stuff off your list so that you can keep growing your list and you can keep adding more to your list. And ultimately, if you're striving for success, that is what life is about. Adding as much as you can, enjoying a fulfilled life and doing as many things, achieving as many things as you possibly can. If that's your idea of success, get used to doing it now. Hopefully that helps. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.